The Haunting of Aveline Jones by Phil Hicks, read by Lauren Patel. Aveline pushed open the door to the coffee shop. Luckily, she saw her aunt straight away, perched awkwardly on the edge of a leather sofa with a plate of untouched carrot cake in front of her. "You're late," her aunt said. "Let me guess, the old man gave you a lecture on books?" Aveline grinned sheepishly. "I swear, if there was an Olympic event for talking, that man would win a gold medal," her aunt said, pausing to prod at the cake with her fork. "So tell me, did you actually manage to buy a book, or did he just talk you to death?"
"No, I found one. An old one. Mr. Lieberman says it's very rare, and probably the only copy in the whole country. And he only charged me £1, too."
The only copy indeed. Sounds like our Mr. Lieberman is a very persuasive bookseller. Let me see." Frowning, Aveline pulled the book out of the brown paper bag and passed it across the table. She believed Mr. Lieberman, even if her aunt didn't. Aunt Lillian picked it up and idly flicked through the pages, raising her eyebrows in a spiny arch of either surprise or disapproval.
"Ghosts? Well, I never," she muttered under her breath.
"I seem to remember your mother telling me something about your strange taste in books." Turning on the inside cover, Aunt Lillian leaned forward with a frown.
"What is it, Aunt?"
"Oh, nothing, just, trying to see when it was first published." Clapping the book shut, Aunt Lillian slid it across the table.
"Okay, we need to get going. Charlie will be wondering where we've got to. I'll get you a hot chocolate to go."
While her aunt waited at the counter, Aveline opened the book. Something about her aunt's reaction felt a little weird, as if she'd seen something that had given her a fright. But the only thing on the inside cover was a handwritten name. Primrose Penberthy. Pulling the book closer to her face, Aveline peered suspiciously at the signature of the former owner. It appeared to belong to a young girl, as the letters were carefully traced out, unlike the confident swoops and swirls of adult signatures. Aveline wondered who she was. This girl had actually touched these pages at one point, been eager to read them, just like her. It was an odd feeling, as if she'd stepped back in time for a moment.
"Okay, we're all paid up. Let's be off,"